Today we're going to talk about living above average, and God desires that you live above average. In the you've heard the phrase, I'm sure, you know, you're one in a million, and I just want to tell you it's a lie. Matter of fact, you're more than one in a million. Actually, you're more than one in a billion. You were created by the Father in Psalm 139. In your mother's womb, you were crafted. You were brought into this world. You are totally different. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're different. Yeah, you're different. It's true. As a matter of fact, you are totally unique. In a God way, in a God-made way, you are one in a billion. There has never been anyone in the world like you. There never will be. And God desires that you use your gifts in such a way to bless this world, because there never will be anyone like you, and you are needed in this world. God loves you. So the next slide. So here is someone who is unique, Jabez. Now, I know you've all spent time this week perhaps reading through 1 Chronicles. Matter of fact, the first 9 chapters of Chronicles are the begats. If you're reading from the King James, yeah? And so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begets so. Matter of fact, there's 600 begats. Thank God they were begatting a lot in order to populate the world. By the way, I'm thankful that there are people who are still begatting, because we need people in the world, because God loves his people, and he loves us. And so, but Jabez, if you happen to read through 1 Chronicles, when you get to chapter 4, Jabez sticks out. He is unique. He is honored, because it just doesn't say his name and then move on. So, and by the way, if you're explaining begatting right now to him, okay, it's all right. You can do that another place. We're not going to do that this morning. Everybody just take a breath, breathe in. Okay, let it out. So, but we are talking about being unique. And so Jabez was unique. Here we go. From back to the Old Testament reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Matter of fact, Jabez means painful. Yeah. How'd you like that name, yeah? There you go. If you're next time when you're looking again, you know, there's a name for you. If you know, for your next child, yeah. Okay. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me. Bless me, Lord. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge, may your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God answered his request. So today we're going to be talking about prayer and the power of prayer and the desire, the heart that God has for us to come before his throne with confidence, boldness, knowing that we are his, that he has claimed us through the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we can ask. So the next slide. First of all, Jabez prays for the power of God in his life. He prays for the power of God in his life. And now the next slide. Thank you, Joanna, for doing that for us. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." So I'm sure that all of you this morning, when you woke up, one of the first things you did was you cried out to God in prayer. And I am sure that your prayer looked exactly like this: "Lord, bless me today." Maybe not. You know, when I grew up in church, and I really don't remember ever being taught that I was to pray, "Lord, bless me." Sounds kind of selfish, doesn't it? I wonder if Jabez was just selfish, or if he actually knew what he was doing when he prayed that, because he understood who he was in his identity with God. As I said earlier, out of Psalm 139, God wove you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth into this world. As a matter of fact, he loves you more than anyone, and he always will. And that is who you are, your identity in Christ Jesus. You are the apple of his eye. You are precious in his sight. You are his beloved. And he desires to bless you, so that you might be a blessing to others. Because, believe me, this world needs blessed people. And in order to bring blessing, you got to have it, yeah? You can't manufacture it on your own. You need to pray for God's power in this fallen, broken, dark, hurting world. Lord, we lift up Japan and we pray for your peace, your blessing to be upon that nation. God desires that you ask for his power in his life. He desires that you ask for blessing in your life. And so Jabez prays, "God, bless me and enlarge my territory." Matter of fact, he is specific here. He asks for more property. Well, that's pretty, wow. I mean, now I was raised in a good German family. We didn't ask for much. And most of the time, gotta say, and even out of my home church, which was a very conservative German church, most of the time it was, "Oh Lord, if you would just please think about being nice to us." Yeah. You know, maybe. But that, boy, that is so far from the heart of God and his heart for you. That is so far removed from what God truly desires to do in the life of in your life, in the life of Desert Hope. So that you might be blessed to be a blessing, that your territory, your influence, everybody say influence, your influence, your territory would run out over onto the people of Tucson, your surrounding areas. How about if you be a light in this dark world for your neighbor? For your grandkids, for your children, for your parents, for those you play with. I hope you still are playing, yeah?
Yeah.
For those you play with, for those you work with. God wants you to be an influence, of course. He wants your territory to enlarge, that you, as a member of the body of Christ, as blood bought, as the beloved, would send light into the world, that you would be salt for the world. Matter of fact, Lisa and I were we're leaving right from here. We're going up to the Sawtooth Mountains. We're driving from here up past Boise to the Sawtooth Mountains to go hiking with friends. And so we were packing yesterday and getting ready. And then there was a last minute things this morning, yeah? Because there always is last minute things, right? Because we don't want to turn around and drive back another 40 minutes. No, that would be bad. Everybody say no. Okay, everybody say no. No. So we wanted to make sure we had everything. And one of the last things, I said, oh, grab the salt. I don't know about you, but I love salt. I don't want saltless salt. I don't want that. I'm not there yet. I don't need it. Salt's good for you. No matter what those crazy people say, salt is good for you. Especially in Tucson, yeah? You need salt. So anyway, I'm just saying that God wants you to be salty. He wants you to be different. You're supposed to be different. You were created different. In the body of Christ, if we're all the same, if we all are the same, we all act the same and all have the same gifts, it's boring. God wants you. He needs you to be who you were created to be. Totally unique, a light for this world. So pray, Lord, bless me. Join Jabez. Lord, bless me, enlarge my territory. The next slide. And pray for God's presence in your life. Now, Jabez didn't have Pentecost, but we have Pentecost. We have the Holy Spirit. God lives in the heart of every believer. We can still continue, though, in the prayer of Jabez to pray, Lord, let your hand be with me. Holy Spirit, guide me. You can go to the next slide, Joanna. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me, that you would enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me, Lord. Holy Spirit, give me guidance. I need your guidance in this world. With all the crazy thinking around us, with all the angry, bitter people, with all the divisiveness, I need your guidance in my life that I might bring love, that I might do the right thing, that I might be different than this world, that I might be a person of joy in a hard-pressed, hard-fought, hurting world. Lord, I need your presence. Holy Spirit, let's just pray right now. Holy Spirit, come. Enliven our hearts. Speak to us about who we are through the blood of Jesus Christ, who loved me so much that he would come with joy to save me, rescue me from this pit and from the pit of hell. I thank you. I thank you. Holy Spirit, guide us. Guide our church. You can stop praying or you can keep praying if you want to, but Holy Spirit, guide our church. We desire to do your will in this world. We desire to be that light. We desire to be that salt. We desire to be the people of joy. Even in the midst of division, this is the perfect time to be a Christian in this world. If you are complaining about this world, stop it. If you are complaining about politics, which I've done plenty of times, stop it. And be a part of the solution, not the problem. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who persecute you. Why? Because you are blessed in God. Because you are the apple of his eye. And because he loves them just as much as he loves you. Hard to imagine, I know. But it's true. Because if he could love a sinner such as I, he can love them. Lord, bless me. Enlarge my territory, my influence. Enlarge the influence of our church. Let your hand be upon us to guide us. We pray this in your name. The next slide. And Jabez finally prays for God's protection in this world because we have enemies. And I'm not talking flesh and blood, because those aren't our big enemies. Our big enemies, of course, are Satan and his minions. I know when I say that word, I think of those little yellow things. But, and that's basically about as much power as we let them have in our lives as blood-bought people, as spirit-filled, the temple of God people, who walk in his power, his presence, who call upon him in our hours of need, and who call upon him in our hours where we need guidance in order to go to places that we would think God would never send us there. God desires to bless you, so pray for his power. God desires to guide you, so pray for his hand in your life, the working of the Holy Spirit. And God desires to protect you. And so the next slide, Joanna. Jabez cried to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me, enlarge my territory, let your hand be with me, and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." Remember what Jabez's name means? Many of us live under the curse of legacy. We believe that because we've been taught somewhere down the line that we're never going to amount to anything, that we're just little old me, yeah? We see in that, that's actually just false humility. It's not true. You are totally unique. You are one of a kind. You're the apple of God's eye. But we've been raised for so many ways to believe that we are under oppression, that we are never going to really make a difference in this world, that we're never going to really count. When I was 6 years old, my father died. And he died of complications of high blood sugars from type 1 diabetes. And I can remember when I turned 15, I all of a sudden, I lost like 40 pounds in like 2 weeks. And my doctor, the same doctor that, because that was, remember, if you remember those times, our same family doctor that doctored my father, my mom took me to him and he said, "Oh, you got type 1 diabetes." And one of the first things that came into my mind was, my dad died at age 38, was, I don't have long to live. And I remember sitting in my doctor's office, and he taught me how to give myself a shot, an injection. And then it was, matter of fact, for the first week that I got diagnosed on a Monday, and because the weekend, and we had to wait. And so I got diagnosed on a Monday, and they gave me a shot. I went in before school. They gave me a shot. I'd go, then Tuesday I went in before school, they gave me a shot. Wednesday I went in before school. And Thursday was the same. I came to Friday. He gave me a shot, and they showed me how to do a shot. And I'm like, well, so what happened Saturday? Apparently, they don't work on Saturdays. And I had to give myself a shot. And I remember asking Dr. Mayo, I said, how long do I have to do this? And he said to me, I hope a very long time. I'll never forget that. There was a part of me for years that believed that I lived under a curse of a legacy, that I couldn't do anything different about my situation, that I was trapped. It's not true. Unfortunately, I'm not 38 anymore. Or should I say, fortunately, I'm not 38 anymore. My father did the best he could at the time with the knowledge he had. But there's far more knowledge, and I have far more gifts at my use as a diabetic now, as a type 1 in this world. You are not trapped by the family you were born into. You are not trapped by the amount of money you have in the bank. You are not trapped by your education. Whether you're a kindergarten dropout or you have your PhD, God will use you in this world if you let him. If you ask for his blessings, if you ask for influence, he'll give it to you. If you have the right motives to bless others with him, if you pray for his protection, his guidance to the person and the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within the believer and within the church, he will give you protection from any legacy that may, any lie that may have been given to you that says you are less than who God says you are. Don't believe it. It's a lie. If this world has told you, you don't count, you're not smart enough, you're not cute enough, you're not tall enough, you don't have enough hair, don't believe it. Well, I can believe that one. But then, of course, God has only given some of us good enough heads to bear this great blessing. You are his beloved, the apple of the eye. We can bend the knee to him and stand tall in the community as we are salt to this world and light in a dark place. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you have blessed us to be a blessing. We pray with Jabez. We come alongside of him. We pray right now. And I'm going to ask you to pray this out loud with me, that it come off your lips. Lord, bless me. Enlarge my territory. I pray that your hand would be with me, and that you would protect me. And God answered their requests. God loves to answer your prayer. He loves to bless you. He desires to guide you. And him, as the Father in heaven, will protect you, even from yourself. Lord, break down lies in our lives that we might be free. For the Son has set us free, and we are free indeed. We pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We say yes to you and what you have done and are desiring to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.